This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حياكم الله يا مشايخ. جيد. Where's everyone? خلاص, we continue and then they will regret and they will not come late for the next one, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Quick revision. What did we do in the first session, يا مشايخ? We spoke about the Arabic language being divided into ism, nouns, af'al, fi'l. Af'al would be the plural, which is verbs. And then we have particles. And in particles, we said that we have these huruf of jar. They make the next noun, the next word take a kasra. Excellent. We also said that when it comes to nouns, they can either be indefinite or definite, specific or unspecific. One method to specify them is, for example, we add an alif and lam. We have baytun, make it al-baytu, now it is the house. Excellent, the house. And when that happens, in that process, it loses one of those dhamma. It has dhammatain, now it loses one of those dhammas. From baytun, it became al-baytu. Khalas? Excellent. What else did we discuss? We said the Arabic language has these vowels, fatha, dhamma, and kasra. And sometimes it is Muhammadun, sometimes Muhammadan, and sometimes Muhammadin. When does it change? Based upon the position of that word in the sentence. Sometimes it's the doer, sometimes it's the one upon whom the action fell, sometimes the word has been affected by that harf of jar, jayid. So it changes as per those scenarios, inshaAllah. Doctor, if you can call those brothers, Allah musta'an. Jayyid. We also said that the Arabic language can be divided into two types of sentences, nominal sentences and verbal sentences. Now, nominal sentences begin with a noun. Muhammad is sick. Muhammad is still outside. Sister Sumayya is still relaxing in the next door classroom. Those are what? Nominal sentences. Excellent. Verbal sentence begin with the verb. Dhahaba Muhammadun ila al-mustashfa. Muhammad went to the mustashfa, the place of shifa, the hospital. Excellent. So that's a summary of those matters that we took there. We also discussed hada. Hada means this. For masculine, something close. Yes or no? Something close, masculine. So would we say, tell me if this sentence is correct. Hada Aishatu. Correct or incorrect? Hada Sumayyatu. Hada Sayyaratun. Is that correct or incorrect? Incorrect. Why? Because my thing that I'm talking about is feminine. I can't use hada. I have to use hadihi. Coming up later, I would say hada Muhammadun and hadihi Aishatu. هذا سليمان وهذه فاطمة. جيد. We also spoke about the word ما. ما هذا. ما هذا. ما معنى ما? What? We also spoke about the alif of questioning. أهذا كرسي? أهذا كرسي? لا. The alif of questioning. Sometimes in the Noble Quran you find the word الآن. Al-an means now. What time is the class starting? Al-an, al-an, now. So the word al-an already begins with an alif. Yes or no? So if I want to ask, is it now? We're adding the alif of questioning. So it'll be like this. A of questioning and then al-an. So we got like a double alif. Sounds odd. Al-an. So in Arabic, what did they say? Al-an. They join it up there, becomes Al-An. That's why the guy's giving Adhan, and he says, Allahu Akbar. He's added an alif of questioning at the beginning of that Allahu Akbar, which already begins with an alif. So it turns into a question. Is Allah the greatest? Are you with me? Someone says, Allahu Akbar. Is Allah the greatest? Question. Mushkila. Jayid. The next one we spoke about man, and that's where we stop. Alhamdulillah. Ma ma'ana man? Who? Jayid. Once we take the next break, Mashaykh, if you walk in late, don't bother coming in. Stay outside. Jayid. Move on. اقرأ واكتب. We are at من هذا. جيد. من هذا؟ هذا طبيب. اقرأ. من هذا؟ هذا طبيب. ما معنى طبيب؟
دكتور.
Excellent. دكتور is general. دكتور is anybody who's got a PhD. جيد. Automatically you get PhDs here, inshallah. جيد. All are doctors. Female is دكتورة. جيد. Excellent. Whereas طبيب is a doctor, medical doctor. So من هذا؟ Repeat. هذا طبيب.
هذا طبيب.
جيد. من هذا؟ هذا ولد. جيد. Now we use the word من. You already learnt. We spoke about من and we spoke about ما. من is for humans, etc. Rather, the word is aqil. Got an intellect. This is your aqil. You got no aqil, brother. Huh? This is your aqil. So, aqil would be that you are aqil. So, if you're attending a course and then time they started in class, the aqil one would make sure they don't lose out and they come in the class early, alhamdulillah. So, that's the aqil, the one with an intellect. And then, the one which is ghair aqil, ghair aqil. Your animal, your dog, your pen, your book, your car. No intellect. That's غير عقل. For that which is عقل, we use the word من. Who. That which is non-عقل, we say what. What is this? Who is this? Excellent. من هذا هذا طالب. ما معنى طالب? طالب is student. Why? Because he's seeking something. Even maybe in Urdu or something, they say this person, you know, is always what? Matlabi. He is always seeking something. Matlabi. Jay, seek, wants this, wants that all the time. Why? Because he's making talab. He's making a talab. He's seeking something. Then you have talabul ilm. Seeking of? So, seeking of knowledge. Talabul ilm. Another example of? See, do your translation. Talabul ilm means what? Seeking of knowledge. Two nouns. We did a marriage there. The marriage of possession, which we'll talk about later on. Seeking of knowledge. Faridatun. What does that mean? Compulsory, right? Faridatun ala kulli muslim. Ala on. Kullu. Kulli. Upon. Look at there. Originally it's kullu. How we say kullu bid'atin dalala. Originally it's kullu. But before it came that harf, which was ala. And ala is from one of those huruf of jar, makes it take a kasra. So we say, talabul ilmi, seeking of knowledge, faridatun, is an obligation, ala, harf of jar. So it became kulli. Took a kasra. Not kullu now, now it's kulli. You were kullu, brother. But now I will turn you into kulli, because I make you take the jar, ala kulli muslimin, upon every Muslim. Jayid. So talabul ilm, seeking of knowledge. As for the supposed hadiths, utlubul ilm walau bisin, seek knowledge even if it be to China. It's not a hadith, but whether it be China, whether it be America, whether it be Japan, seek knowledge wherever it might be. The meaning of that statement is correct, but attributing it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is incorrect. For example, Dr. Harun, if for example I said that Harun said that the weather is lovely today. Harun said, I never said that. So attributing that statement to Harun is incorrect because he never said it. But the meaning of that statement, is it true? Yes, it's true. The weather is, mashallah, lovely. Excellent. Next one. Ahada waladun. Ahada waladun. Is this a boy? The jawab, la hada rajulun. La hada rajulun. No, this is a man. Excellent. Next page. Ma hada hada masjidun. All revision. You've done all of this. You know all of this. Ma hada hada masjidun. Man hada hada tajirun. What's a tajir? Businessman. Hada kalbun. Say kalbun. What's a kalb?
Dog.
Jayid, don't say qalb. Qalb means? Qalb means heart. Jayid. Kalb is a dog and qalb is a heart. Jayid. So, there was that one imam, you all know the joke. He says, brothers, ya mashayikh, Tajweed was a bit off there. So he says, Ya Mashaykh, you all need to make salah, you know, with your kalb. You need to make salah, brothers. We need to make salah, Ya Mashaykh, with our kalb. Next morning, obviously not Salatul Fajr, because nobody comes for that. Right? So it was the next Jumu'ah, when all the people came. And so they all came with their dogs. What's going on here? Imam, you said we must make salah with our kalb. Jayid, kalb is dog, and kalb is heart. Ahada kalbun? Ahada kalbun? La, hada qittun. Hada qittun. What's a qit? A cat. Jayid, this is a cat. Hada himarun. Hada himarun. This is a donkey. Allah says, talks about those who have knowledge and do not practice. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ. Their example, مَثَل means example. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ. They are like the example of a himar. يَحْمِلُ carries. حَمَلَ يَحْمِلُ. Female is pregnant. We say she is hamil, carrying something. يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارَ. Carrying scrolls. Jayid, talking about the Banu Israel, the ulama, etc. That they had the knowledge, but they did not use it. So they were like donkeys carrying scrolls. And so obviously, we should be even further from that. Ahada himarun? La, hada hisanun. This is a hisan. What's a hisan? This is a horse. By the way, for himar, for kalb, for qit, for horse, you have many words. So for example, like lion, we have asad, we have fahad, we have many words for it. Great things, the Arabs would give it many names. In the Noble Quran, Yawm al-Qiyamah has many, many names. Jayid. Wama hada. That's something new. Wow. The wama hada. What does wa mean? And. So if I said, Ja'a Ibrahim, wa Harun, wa doctor, wa Muhammad, came Ibrahim and Harun and doctor and Muhammad. Wow of and. Are you with me? Jayid? Jayid? So generally it means and. Sometimes it can mean all. Don't worry about that. That's a bit deep. And that's where, for example, like the Shia, they hit a blunder where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that. فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَا وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعِ. Allah mentions that marry مَثْنَا two wa. Use the word wa. مَثْنَا وَثُلَاثَ. Technically they went with the literal and three and four, and if you're unable then one. So they say Allah said and, so we are allowed to marry two. And you can also go with three more, and you can marry four. So in total, you can marry nine, according to the Shia. Jayid, wow means and, but here it means all. Jayid? Excellent, Ya Mashaykh. Jayid, where are we now? Wama hada hada jamalun. Hada jamalun. What's a jamal? Camel. What's jamil?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Look at the link between Jamal and Jameel. Look at the link between numerous ahadith where the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever does such and such gets, you know, so many camels, especially red camels, as reward. That was their Mercedes-Benz. That was their Mercedes-Benz. That was like, you know, the sign of beauty and this and that. Up till today, I think in Saudi Arabia, they have this, you know, this Miss Camel competition or something. You know, the most beautiful camel, right? In their eyes, like Layla and Majnun, right? In their eyes, that's the most beautiful. So that's why the word Jameel and Jamal, you know, probably are so close. Because beauty in their eyes is found in the camel. Excellent. And we are at the masjid of Mu'adh bin Jabal. What's Jabal? Mountain. Jabal Uhud. Prophet ﷺ said, we love it and it loves us. Jabal, Mu'adh ibn Jabal. And Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he was what? He will be the leader of the ulama on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Mu'adh ibn Jabal would be the leader of the ulama on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And he was that youngster. And he was sent to Yemen to do da'wah and to be the qadi and to be the one in charge. The Prophet ﷺ said, and maybe you'll come back and you'll pass by my grave. You know, you might not find me. Radiallahu ta'ala. Where did he die? He died in Sham. during the plague, the Muslims and Romans were in war, etc. And there was a massive plague, Am Utas, and himself and many other Muslims lost their lives in that plague. About 20,000 died during that time, during the caliphate of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Ma hadha? Hadha dikun. Hadha dikun. Jayid, dikun, rusta. Jayid. Man hadha? Hadha mudarrisun. Right now we are in a dars. We are in a lesson. The one who does the teaching, the one who teaches the lesson, he's called a mudarris. So from the word dars, we have a mudarris. Excellent. Ahada qamisun. La hada mindilun. This is a mindil. What's a mindil? A handkerchief. Jayid, ya mashayikh. It's all too simple now. The bottom of that page there's nothing really. I'm just going to read through that quickly. Ma hadha, hadha qalamun, hadha kalbun, man hadha, hadha tabibun. They tell us ikra and waktub, read and write. You want to test your writing skills, you can write in on top of that if you got nothing better to do. Man hadha, hadha tabibun, hadha jamalun, ahadha kalbun. لا هذا قط أهذا ديك نعم and we want to put a comma هذا ديك أهذا حصان لا هذا حمار what's a حصان a horse what's a حمار donkey ذلك هذا منديل جيد this is a handkerchief أهذا ولد نعم من هذا هذا رجل You got two methods, two madrasas, two madhabs of learning the Arabic language to non-Arabic speaking students. One is the madrasa, the madhab of teaching and going through the rules so they understand what's happening. The other madrasa is no, just like how a kid just picks up a language, throw them in the middle of it and you know they'll just pick it up like that, like how you learnt English, etc. Both of them have their positives and their negatives. This syllabus is more based upon the rules. You have the other one, Al-Arabiya Bayna Yadayk, is more putting it, throwing you in the middle of the water and, you know, making your way through it. And that's why, like in Durban, what we do is 1 hour of this and 1 hour of that, you get the best of both worlds, inshallah. More especially for adults, you know, learning, I would think, is a bit easier if you know the rule. You know, your brain wants to understand why, you know, as opposed to the kid. Maybe the kid can learn the other method. The adult needs to know why and how and link things together. Allah knows best. All of them have their khair and barakah, inshaAllah. Yalla, dars athani, lesson number two. So, hada was this. Dhalika is that. Ma ma'na that? Dhalika. Dhalika is that. We're still talking about masculine. So, that's another new thing we learned now. It's dhalika. Dhalika is that for masculine. So, look here. Hada qalamun. This is a pen. Jayid. And then, Hada qalamun. Hada qalamun. Dhalika qalamun. It's far away. That is a pen. Hada rajulun. Dhalika rajulun. Hada maktabun. Table. Dhalika maktabun. Hada close. Dhalika far away. Fahimtum? Fahimtum? Naam. Jayid. ما ذلك؟ Repeat. ما ذلك؟ Translate. Simple. ذلك نجم. ذلك نجم. جيد. If we want to analyze that sentence, look here. هذا نجم. And ذلك نجم. If you want to analyze it, Hada and Dalika, this is a pen. What would we call them? First question. This is a verbal sentence or nominal sentence?
Nominal.
Nominal sentence. Nominal sentence made up of two parts. The subject, the thing I'm talking about, and then the information about it. In English, this is water. What's my this? It's my subject. I've pointed it to it. This is my subject. The thing that my this fell on is my subject. Yes or no? What's my info? Is water. Is water is my info. So here, Hada and dalika will be my subject, will be my mubtada in Arabic, my mubtada, khalas. And then najmun will be my info, will be my khabar. Don't worry, brother. What's your name again, Shaykh?
Riza.
Ridha. Mafi Riza. Riza is Persian. Jayid. Ridha. By the end of the day, you'll be like this. I mean,
if your head doesn't pain or something, and you just want, mashallah, fantastic, well then, subhanAllah, Jayid. But your head should pain. You should take out your head, Haji, relax, Jayid. Why? Because it's a lot to take in for one day. But if you're not going to sit for 5 months every day for 1 hour, then it's better than nothing, Jayid. Excellent. Arabs say, مَا لَا يُدْرَكُ كُلُّ لَا يُتْرَكُ جُلُّ. مَا لَا يُدْرَكُ كُلُّ. That which you cannot get the kullu, the all of it, لَا يُتْرَكُ جُلُّ. Then don't leave whatever you can get. Take the little you can and leave what you can't. Yalla. So, ذَلِكَ نَجْمٌ. Jayid, that is a star. هَذَا مَسْجِدٌ وَذَلِكَ بَيْتٌ. Repeat. Here. There's it here. هَذَا مَسْجِدٌ وَذَلِكَ بَيْتٌ. This is a masjid. That is a house. Jayid? Excellent. Specific or unspecific?
Specific.
Unspecific. Jayid? وَذَلِكَ بَيْتٌ. هَذَا حِصَانٌ.
هَذَا حِصَانٌ.
No. Doctor, someone mentioned specific. I mean, if you're pointing to it, then it has to be specific. If, for example, I said, this is water. This is water. It's specific. It's the one I pointed to. Jayid? It got specific how? Because of that hada. Because of that pointing to it. Jayid? هَذَا حِصَانٌ وَذَلِكَ حِمَارٌ. Too easy. You did all of this now, Yom Shaykh. أَذَلِكَ كَلْبٌ لَا ذَلِكَ قِطٌ. مَا ذَلِكَ ذَلِكَ سَرِيرٌ. So you can see the only new thing here is ذَلِكَ. All the other words are the same. مَنْ هَذَا وَمَنْ ذَلِكَ. Translate Ibrahim. Who is this and who is that? هَذَا مُدَرِّسٌ. This is a teacher. وَذَلِكَ إِمَامٌ. مَا ذَلِكَ. ذَلِكَ حَجَرٌ. That is a hajar. ما معنى حجر؟
Stone.
Hajar is a stone. So we say hajarun, Jayid. That is a stone. Hajarun. ذَلِكَ حَجَرٌ. And then for example in Makkah you have hajar al-aswad. Jayid. Hajar al-aswad meaning the black stone. Jayid. حجر الأسود جيد. هذا سكر وذلك لبن.
هذا سكر وذلك لبن.
هذا سكر وذلك لبن.
هذا سكر وذلك لبن.
ما معنى سكر؟
sugar.
جيد. لبن. Sour milk. جيد. Sour milk. That's why, for example, that sister, she went to Mecca and she went downstairs and she wanted milk, and so she asked them for لبن. Meanwhile, she bought. She bought mass. Jayid, she bought mass. She bought what? She bought sour milk. Halib is milk. Laban is sour milk. Jayid, halib is milk and laban is sour milk. So sukkar, sugar, and laban, sour milk. So hada sukkarun, this is sugar and that is laban. Excellent. Quickly now, Yom Shaykh. هذا سكر وذلك لبن. من ذلك؟ ذلك إمام. من ذلك؟ ذلك إمام. أذلك قط؟ لا ذلك كلب. ما هذا؟ هذا حجر. كلمات الجديدة. كلمات is the plural of كلمة. Right, kalima and plural kalimat. So technically they got it wrong when they taught us in madrasa. Read your kalima before you sleep. No, rather it's kalimat. Right? And by the way, on a side note, that's not from any hadith or Quran or anything like that. But you know, you have these five kalimas and iman, mufassal and mujmal and all of this here. And you should say them before you sleep. There's no hadith or anything like that. But the wording of them is all 100% correct and in order. Jayid. Now, So imamun, jayid imamun, and imam hajarun, a stone, sukkarun, sugar, labanun, sour milk, excellent. Any questions with regards to anything we've taken so far? Anything you did not understand? You've understood everything? Specific, unspecific, this, that, di, da, da, you understand everything? Baba Lukov.
I believe that I mean, class, don't know class meaning. Class, class.
Class.
Yeah, class.
Ikhlas. You don't know what ikhlas means. Ikhlas means sincerity.
No, you said the khalas.
Khalas. Khalas. Khalas means over. Khalas. So we got ikhlas, then we got class, which is classroom, then we got khalas, means over. Shahid, now, father of thing. I mean, if you're pointing to it, then it became specific due to your pointing. But don't worry about all of that. Shahid, worry about Baytun and Al-Baytu. Worry about that. Worry about Baytun and Al-Baytu. Worry about the fark between both of them. The difference between both of them. Any other questions? Fadal ya Doctor.
Laban, is it anywhere in the Quran mentioned that it is milk?
Laban mentioned in the... No, I don't know. I don't know.
But I've always known it as sour milk, but recently someone told me no, Laban is milk.
I mean, for maybe, for example, somewhere in the Quran it could have been mentioned as milk too. I mean, no issue. Is it not milk? It's still milk, but it's sour milk.
Yeah, it is that ayah that said that the drink comes out from the...
Yes, with regards to the cow.
Yeah, the cow.
Does it mention Laban?
No. It just says that. Just mention
what's the verse?
No, the verse
is intended that Laban is Laban. Lam yatagayyar ta'amu. So it mentions the Laban, which would mean, so there's the verse. تجري من تحت. What's the verse again? ونهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه. And in Jannah there would be rivers of milk. Could be sour milk too. But who would want sour milk? But the Arabs prefer sour milk over normal milk. جيد. جيد. They might have a جمل in Jannah too. جيد. يلا يا مشاعر. Any other questions? فضل دكتور.
Regarding the topic of معرفة النكرة.
No.
You say that.
هذا قلم.
No, you say هذا قلم.
هذا قلم. Yes. This is a pen. Yeah.
Then you said again هذا القلم.
هذا القلم. Yes. This pen.
So how can I say in Arabic this is the pen?
This is a pen.
The pen.
This is the pen. Enjoy it. So, for example, you would only say, this is the pen, if there was another sentence mentioned by the person previously. For example, you were in a conversation. You wouldn't just say, هذا القلم, full stop. To initiate a sentence like that makes no sense. But if, for example, the guy asked you, which is the red pen? And then you say, هذا القلم, this pen. This pen, and then you put a full stop. But then in brackets, it would mean this pen, in brackets, is the red pen which you asked me about in the previous sentence. Are you with me? Like, for example, when someone asks, is your name Harun? You say, na'am. Just any sentence, the word na'am, is that a sentence? You wrote a book and you wrote na'am, full stop. Any sense in that? No sense in that. But it can only make sense if there was a previous sentence which talked about it. So it means, but it's not mentioned, but it's understood in brackets, that na'am, my name is Harun. Ah, full stop, makes sense. Are you with me? Someone asks at the restaurant, what do you want to order? Water and milk. Or just water. Water. Water on its own makes no sense. Well, what water? But it makes sense in the context of the conversation based upon the previous sentence, where it means water is what I want to order. Or before the water, I want to order water. Did you get that? We got that khair. We didn't mark the mushkila. Yalla. Next page, Yama Shaykh. And there's that definite, indefinite there. Page number 14, I think we are on. We've already given you a lot of introduction with many concepts that we will deal with. And walhamdulillah. Darusu thalithu.
Baytun and Al-Baytu. So Baytun is indefinite, unspecified, whereas Al-Baytu specific. Yes or no? We've already learned this. What happens? Add an Alif and Lam, minus one of the Tanween, minus one of those signs. Yes or no? Yes, excellent. Jayyid. Kitabun Al-Kitabu. Repeat.
Kitabun Al-Kitabu.
Qalamun Al-Qalamu.
Qalamun Al-Qalamu.
Jamalun Al-Jamalu.
Jamalun Al-Jamalu.
Al-qalamu maksurun.
Al-qalamu maksurun.
Translate.
The
pen is broken. Jayid. If we said qalamun maksurun, a pen is broken or a broken pen. But here, the pen, alif and lam, it's the mubtada, it's our subject, it's the thing we're talking about, it's a name, it's a thing, it's a place. What about it, brother? What's the predicate? What's the khabar? What's the info about it? It's broken. Maksurun. Excellent. Next one. Al-babu maftuhun.
Al-babu maftuhun.
The door is open. Next one. Jayid. Al-waladu jalisun. Even in English, look, translate. Even in English, we would say, the boy is sitting. The door is open. Even in English, same thing. Arabic, exactly that. Those sentences are just like English. The boy is sitting. The man is seated. So, al-rajulu jalisun. The man is seated. Al-waladu jalisun. The boy is seated. Wal-mudarrisu waqifun.
Wal-mudarrisu waqifun.
Usually, this is not a 100% general rule, but usually, look at those sentences. If, for example, you can find some sort of pattern, look here. We got al-qalamu maksurun. We got al-babu maftuhun. Usually, you can see that our mubtada, it has an alif and lam. Usually our mubtada, it is specific. Usually our mubtada, it is definite. Yes or no?
Yes.
You can see for alif and lam there. Al-babu, al-waladu, jayid. Also if I said, quick one, throwing it in there. If I said, Muhammadun jalisun. Look at the board. Leave Muhammad. If I wrote here, al-waladu jalisun. Al-waladu jalisun. Tell me, al-waladu, is it definite or indefinite? Definite, it's specific. Al-waladu jalisun. Excellent. Took out al-walad, I put the guy's name there. I didn't just say a boy, but I put his name there. And I said, Muhammadun jalisun. Specific, unspecific, definite or indefinite?
Definite.
I told you, forget describing him, I gave you his name. And I told you Muhammad is seated. It's definite. Right? So, although we don't say Al-Muhammad or something like that. Then because by his name it's definite. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So don't tell me now, oh, but now you know you said you added Alif and Lam, but now you didn't put an Alif and Lam here, and then you didn't take away one Tanween and all of these long stories. They're there with those objects. Here we mentioned the man's name, he's definite. He's not just any Muhammad. Muhammad Jalla. Anyway, Muhammad Jalisun. Now you saw the pattern that our Mubtada, We're definite. They were ma'rifah, they were definite usually. And our info, our khabar, was indefinite. Was maksurun, was maftuhun, was jalisun. That's just a pattern, you know, to take note of, insha'Allah. Nothing too great about that, bi'idhnillah ta'ala. Yalla Ibrahim, read sentence number one. Al-kitabu jadidun. What's jadidun?
New.
So the book is new. Wal-qalamu qadimun. So I'll read the sentence, each person give the translation. Al-kitabu jadidun. Jadid, it is new. Right? And take note. Jadid is what? Jadid is new, okay. And qalamu qadimun. It is qadim. What's qadim?
Old.
Okay? So jadid is new. And Qadim is old. Next one. Doctor, you help with the translation. Al-himaru saghirun. Al-himaru saghirun.
The donkey is small. وَالْحِصَانُ كَبِيرٌ And the horse is big. الْكُرْسِيُّ مَكْسُورٌ Even the word. What do you call this in English? Anna what? Anamotopoeia. Where the word gives you an indication of its meaning. Say the word maksurun. Say maksurun.
Maksurun.
Sounds like something broken. Yes or no? Say the word sikin.
Sikin.
Slice. Sikin is a knife. It sounds like, you know, slicing something. Sikin. Jayid. Say the word ring.
Ring.
What does the phone do? Ring, ring. Jayid. Yeah, the bees, what do they do? Buzz. Indication of its meaning. Jayid. There's just some extra faida there, inshallah. In Arabic, for example, see the word sahlun. Say the word sahlun. Easy. Jayid. Say the word sa'bun. Sa'bun. Sa'bun means difficult. Even difficult to pronounce. Jayid. Excellent. So, al-kursiyu maksurun, the chair is broken. Next one, al-mindilu wasikhun. The handkerchief is wasikh, wasikh, wasikh. Wasik, dirty. Jayid. The handkerchief is dirty. Al-ma'u baridun. The water is cold. Al-qamaru jamilun. Qamar is? The qamar means the moon. Jayid. The moon is beautiful. The moon is beautiful. Jamilun. For the female, anything feminine, we would say jamilatun. So qamar is masculine, so we say it's jamilun. Whereas Aisha, we would say Aisha is not jamilun, but jamilatun. My car, which is sayaratun, car feminine, sayaratun is not jamilun, but it's jamilatun. Because it's describing what it's describing, something feminine. So it must also follow on and be feminine. Albaytu qareebun. The house is close. Qareeb, qareeb, close. Wal masjidu ba'idun. Repeat. And the wow means and. Jayid. And usually in Arabic, that wow, they would, when you bring the wow, just the rules of imla, of writing, they write that wow closer to the next word. Jayid. So not like they write a word, space, wow, space, next word. No, it's closer to the next word. Jayid. If they're writing properly, they write it closer to the next word. As you can see there, there's like a space and the wow is very close to the masjid. Wal masjidu ba'idun. What's ba'id? That's to say, sitting ba'id. Whereas doctor is sitting very qareeb, very close. Ba'id fa. Yalla. Al hajaru thaqeelun. The hajar is? He's heavy. Jayid. Hajar is thaqeel. Wal waraq. Waraq is a page. Wal waraqu khafifun. See, even the word. Say the word thaqeelun. It is thaqeel on your tongue. It is heavy on your tongue. Say the word thaqeel. Say the word khafif, very light. Jayid, walhamdulillah. So thaqeel is heavy and khafif is light. Jayid, we're not worried about the vocab right here, right now. What we're worried about is for you to understand that sentence number 8, we said al-hajaru, the stone. The stone is our subject. This is a nominal sentence. We are talking about the stone. Well, brother, what about the stone are you telling me? Well, I'm telling you that it is thaqeelun. It is heavy. And we can even put a full stop after that, after thaqeelun. Because that's a full sentence. The stone is heavy. Full stop. We can put a full stop. Yes or no? It's a sentence which makes sense. Al-labanu harun. Me? The milk is hot, Jayid, or the sour milk is hot. Al-qamisu nazifun. The shirt is clean. It is nazif. So opposite, what is the axe? Only sisters, not brothers. What is the axe? What's an axe? Opposite. What's the axe of nazif? What's the sisters, Ya Mashaykh? Jayid. Ya Akhawat. What is the axe of Nazif? Look in your books there. What's the axe of Nazif? Nazif is clean. Nazif is very clean, mashallah. What's the axe of it? Wasikh. What's the axe of Thaqeel? Heavy, Thaqeel. Sisters, yeah, daughters. Khafif. What's the axe of Barid? Harun. Jayid. What's the axe of anything else there? What's the axe of Sagir? Kabir, two different things. There's tall and there's big, two different things. Jai, someone could be big but not tall. Jai, so what did we say? We said Sagir is small and Kabir is big. Then we have, for example, Qasir. Qasir is short and Tawil is tall. Coming up later, inshallah. Khalas, any questions so far? Simple stuff. I don't think we did anything new for the past 1 hour. Allahu musta'an. Yalla. Moving on. Next page. Tamreen. Tamarinu. Tamarinu means exercise. Exercises. Right? Tamreen, exercise, and tamarinu, exercises, plural. Jayid. اقرأ واكتب مع ضبط أواخر الكلمات. Write the following words, taking note of the أواخر, the ending of these كلمات, the vowels. They're worrying about the vowel. They're asking you, ضمّ كسر فتحة. You fill it in. So we start from Doctor. Fadl. Doctor, you read the first word.
Masjid?
No, wrong. It's either Masjidun or it's Al-Masjidu. Only those two. So again.
Masjidun.
Masjidun. Next person.
Al-Masjidu.
Al-Masjidu. Excellent. Next one.
Al-Ma'u.
Al-Ma'u. Fadal.
Ma'un.
Ma'un. Next one.
Al-Baytu.
Al-Baytu. MashaAllah. No signs, but you know what's happening. You understood the rule. Next person.
Babun.
Fadal, Doctor. Qalamun. Nobody told me they don't want to mention or talk in the class. Right? So, Fadal. Next one. Read there, Doctor. Al-Qalamu. Jayid. Al-Qalamu. The pen. The pen. Al-Qalamu. The pen. Fadal, Doctor. Al-Kalbu. Jayid. Next one. You're the guy who brought the dog to the masjid, huh? Kalbun. Kalbun. With a kaf. Jayid. Kalbun. Next one. Fadal, Doctor. Next one.
Kamisun.
Excellent. Next one.
Waladun.
In fact, you know, if you're speaking to an Arab and you tell him, Al-Qalamu Maksurun. Hey, what's wrong with you? What are you thinking? Shakespeare or something now? Huh? You're speaking like that. But that's a proper Fusha Arabic. But we have to talk like that so we understand. Otherwise, you'll just say, Al-Qalam Maksurun. No, Al-Qalam Maksur. You wouldn't even finish that. You wouldn't even say Al-Qalamu. You would just say Al-Qalam Maksur. Jayid? But proper Arabic for us to understand the rule, what's happening, idada. You read the full in everything. Yalla, next person.
Al-Hajaru.
Next one.
Al-Walad.
Al-Waladu.
Himarun.
Last one.
Al-Himaru.
So we all understand, if someone said the two harams, if someone said Al-Himarun haram, yes or no?
Yes.
Can't happen. Impossible. Because indefinite and definite, can't happen. And if someone did this, himaru, it's not that haram, but basically it's incomplete. If you just said himaru, what? Himar of Suleiman, himar of Ahmed, you know, it's just a himar, a donkey, or it's himar of Ahmed. Himaru Muhammadin, the himar of Muhammad. Because it needs to lean. If it's only got one dhamma, it wants to jump onto something. It needs to lean. It can't stand on its own. Alif and Lam anchors it. Double tanween anchors it. Only one dhamma, it needs to lean on something. Jayid? Yalla. Where are we? Yalla. I'll give you some examples from the Noble Quran. Ajrun. Ajrun. Allah mentions the Noble Quran. Ajrun, meaning reward. Allah mentions adabun. What's adab? Punishment. Kitabun, book. Ayatun, verse. Rahmatun, mercy. Quranun, Quran. Baladun, a land, area, town, city, country. Yawmun, day. Rasulun, a messenger. Khalifatun, a successor. Ardun, earth. Ummun, a mother. Shadidun, severe. Azizun, mighty.
عظيم عظيم great majestic قوي strong كريم generous noble we say قرآن كريم قرآن كريم noble قرآن جيد مجيد glorious واسع wide يلا moving on اقرأ واكتب we even need to read that المكتب مكسور so now they're not putting any signs and I want to see if you know where did we stop يلا next person last row yeah, second last row فضل يا دكتور read number one اقرأ واكتب read and write المكتب المكتب مكسور next person
المدرس جديد
المدرس جديد no signs but what's happening يا مشايخ magic is happening سبحان الله المدرس جديد the teacher is new next one
القميص وسخ
القميص وسخ the shirt is dirty next person
اللبن بارد
and you don't get قبرات يا مشايخ جيد you don't want to read just say pass sisters don't worry just say pass next person don't worry at all يلا we don't want to put anybody on the spot or anything like that جيد next person المسجد مفتوح and you can see most of the مبتداز they have ألف and لام they are specific and most of the خبر is just you know unspecific يلا next one اللبن بارد the sour milk is cold بارد next one
والماء
حار and the water is hot next one That's what you got. I got al-imamu. Yeah, there's slight differences, variance, no issue. Al-imamu jalisun or al-muhandisu. Muhandis is an?
Engineer.
Muhandis, engineer. Al-muhandisu jalisun, the engineer seated. Wal-mudarrisu waqifun. Am I a waqif?
Standing.
You go to Arafat. What does your hajj book say? You make what in Arafat? You make wukuf. Wukuf of Arafat. Why the standing of Arafat? You go to a stop sign. Saudi Arabia obviously doesn't exist, but anyway. Right? So they say stop. So the board says there, stop. Kif. Kif. Because kif, we just said, but waqif means to stand. Well, kif means to stop. What's the relationship between waqif and kif? Is that if you're walking and you stop, then you're standing. Right? Waqif, kif. Kif means to stop. Then we also have something in fiqh called a waqf. Look at all the words that come out of it. Waqf. This masjid is a waqf. Owned by nobody. Yeah, I know. Trustees feel they own it. But technically, it's not owned by anyone. You're a trustee, you're not the owner. Owner is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If, for example, you still own it, then it's not a masjid. Masjid, what's the difference between a masjid and a jamal khana or whatever you want to call it, musalla, is that nobody owns it. Ownership returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yes, the whole earth belongs to Allah. But here, specific now, we can't buy it, we can't sell it, we can't do this, you can't do sale inside, etc., etc. You can't demolish it and stuff. This is waqf. Belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas your house, you can sell it tomorrow. Your namaz room or whatever, musalla, you can sell it tomorrow. They'll build a toilet. There's no issue at all. University, musalla, university decides we're going to break this down. We're going to open up another one somewhere, something else. They can do that. It's owned by them. Whereas a masjid, no. Nobody owns it. Ownership returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jayyid. So where are we, Amshar? Number 9. Yalla, next person. فوضى دكتور I thought I heard obviously you didn't say that but I thought I heard al-qamarun and if we heard al-qamarun then that would be haram obviously right may Allah save our ears right so it is al-qamaru ba'idun the moon is far next person al-mindilu Nazifun, excellent, mashallah. The handkerchief is clean. Al-mindilu nazifun. Yalla. Number 3. What do they say here? Jayyid. So now they want you to fill in blanks. They want you to fill in blanks. So if I told you, for example, al-waladu, the boy. Tell me something about him. No problem. How did you do that? Oh, okay. Shafakallah. Jayyid. If, for example, we said... I told you al-waladu.
The boy. In English, the boy. Tell me something about him. The boy. The boy is sitting. The boy is beautiful. The boy is standing. The boy. Anything you can think of, Jayid. So now they tell us here, Al Hajaru. And they've even given us words, subhanAllah. They've even given us words now. Like ABC. Jayid. So Al Hajaru, the sisters all together, give us an appropriate word. The stone is what? Ithaqilun. The stone is heavy. Excellent. The next one, Al Babu, what sisters? Maftuhun, open. Number three, Al-Qamaru, the moon is? Jamilun. Number four, Al-Waraku, the paper is? Khafifun, light. Number five, Al-Mindilu? Wasikun, dirty. Not wasikun, but wasikun, dirty. Number six, Al-Labanu? Harun. MashaAllah, Jayid, all say Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. Yalla, number four. But doctor, you tell me when to take the break, huh? Number four, imla al-faraf fima yali biwad kalima munasib. Now the opposite. If I told you, is heavy, give me an appropriate word, give me an appropriate subject. In English, is heavy, give me an appropriate subject. The stone. Is red, give me an appropriate subject. The book. If, for example, I said, is new. The car. Now, they asked you to give the khabar, give the info. The exercise the sisters answered, they asked us for the khabar. Next page, they're asking us for the mubtada, for the subject. Let's see. So if I told you something nazifun, Jayid, fadal fi, give us something nazifun. Don't want to say it, just say pass. Fadal, something nazifun. Al mindilu nazifun. The handkerchief is nazifun. Next sister. Something maksurun. Something is broken. Al kursiyu maksurun. Excellent. All masculine we're dealing with so far. Next sister. Something is baridun. Anything. Al labanu baridun. Next one. Something is qareebun. Next sister.
Wait.
Next sister. Qareeb is close. Qareeb is close. Even for example, the Arabs use that for relatives. So we say, this is my qareeb. Who's the brother? This is my qareeb, my relative, close to me. Yalla, what's qareeb, ukhti? Al-baytu qareebun, anything. Even if it doesn't make sense, man. Al-ma'u qareebun, the water. As long as you understand the concept. You tell me the cow is hot. ما في مشكلة. البقر نو. جاي البقر باردون. ما في مشكلة. As long as you understand the concept. جايد. Next one. So the sister said البيت قريب. Next one, sister. Something بعيد. القمر. The moon is far. Next one. Something واقف. Standing. الرجل واقف. Next sister. Something is جالس. Ukhti, what? Pass, okay. As long as you're not lost. I hope you're not lost, Ukhti. Right? Pass, mafi mushkila, but lost. Next sister. Okay, Ukhti, we said something is jalisun. If I told you in English, is sitting, fill in the blank. Is sitting, something is sitting, what? In English, something is sitting, what? In English. English. Now I ask you in English, you want to be Arabic. The boy. Excellent. The boy. The dog is sitting. The man is sitting. The doctor is sitting. The student is sitting. The Harun is sitting. Jayid. So any of those. Jayid. So you can put a name there. How we got Jalisun? You can say there. Sulaymanu Jalisun. Yes or no? Muhammadun Jalisun, Harun Jalisun, Ahmadu Jalisun. Yes or no? Yes. Next one, Ukhti. Faddal. Kabirun. Use a name. Al-Kitabu Kabirun. O Ar-Rajulu Kabirun. O Ibrahimu Kabirun. O Bilalun Kabirun. Name, Jayid. You put a mubtada, you put a noun. A noun is a human being, no name, place. America, kabirun. Jayid. Next one, qadimun. Al-masjidu qadimun. Last one. Al-qalamu jadidun. Excellent. Kalimatul jadidatu. Jayid, new words. Al-qamaru, we know that's what? The moon. Jadidun. New. Qadimun. Old. Wasikun. Dirty, as we said. If you don't get the vocab, ma fi mushkila. That's for you to sit at home and you can get it, inshallah. They have the recording here, you can listen to it again, no issue. The vocab, because we can't expect now to sit now for 1 hour teaching you what rajulun means. You go and learn rajulun on your own. Rules we'll teach you here. Wasikun dirty, nazifun clean, harun hot, baridun cold. Jai, that's why, for example, baridun, we have a word called barad. Barad means hailstones. Barad. Hailstones usually cold, Jai, associated with something cold. Barad. Saghirun, small. Kabirun, big. Maftuhun, open. Maksurun, broken. Thaqilun, heavy. Khafifun, light. Jamilun, beautiful. Waqifun, standing. Jalisun, seated. Then they summarize matters at the bottom there. And they introduce us to sun letters and moon letters. Yalla, what's that? You all learned this in Takti, in Madrasa. Najmun, repeat, An-Najmu. Okay, look what you just said. You said Najmun, and then you said An-Najmu. Repeat. Did you pronounce the Alif and Lam? Tell me what's the difference between this. An-Najmu and Al-Babu. Pronunciation between the two. An-Najmu, Al-Babu. What's the difference between the two? In An-Najmu, you did not pronounce the Lam. Yes or no? You join directly with the Noon. And you put a Shadda there. Huh? It even sounds wrong if you said Al-Najmu. Do it. Say it on your tongue. Say Al-Najmu. It can't work. Arabic language, many things they'll change to make sure that the pronunciation can happen and go fast. No traffic jams, right? Say, Al-Najmu. Wrong. Al-Najmu. MashaAllah. Right? And Al-Babu. So the sun letters we join directly. Say, Ash-Shamsu. Say, we join directly with the scene. And then we have moon letters. Al-Qamaru. The moon. So the moon letters, this is stuff that it will be pointless to learn what's a moon letter, what's a sun letter, da-da-da. Why? Because you already know it inside you. In your pronunciation, you already do it. It happens automatically on your tongue. Okay? But there's it there. An-Najmu, repeat. An-Najmu. Sun letter, right? Sun joined directly. Ash-Shamsu. Then we got Ar-Rajulu. Ar-Rajulu. Same story. Ar-Rajulu is another sun letter. Jayid. Ad-Diko. Before this page, all the words that we used with the Alif and Lam were the moon letters. Where letters, words where we pronounce the Alif and Lam. We had Al-Babu, Al-Qamaru, Al-Waladu, etc. Now they're giving us examples where the sun letters joining directly. It's too simple. Ad-Diko. Al-Talibu. Yalla, next page. An-Najmu ba'idun. Translate. Ar-Rajulu waqifun. The man is standing. As-Sukkaru hulwun. What's hulwun? Sweet. That's where you get halwa from. Right? That's where you get halwa from. Hulwun, sweet. At-Talibu maridun. Translate. Sisters. At-Talibu maridun. The student is sick. Second sentence was Ar-Rajulu waqifun. Excellent. What does waqifun mean? Stand. And on that point, everyone stand. On that point, everyone stand. Turn to your right hand side and give the person a quick massage on their shoulders. Allahu Musta'an. Some people do not know their right from their left. Give a decent massage, subhanAllah. And keep standing.
standing here, Moshiach. Maybe move the curtain so that the air comes in nicely, the breeze comes in nicely. Some light. Move the curtain so the breeze comes in nicely.
Shaheed Moshiach.
Those of you who don't know your right from your left, mushkila. Yom al-Qiyamah. Bring out your right hand. Bring out your yameen. Bring out your yameen. Ashabul yameen. Ashabul yameen. People of the right, take your book in the right hand and you take it in the wrong hand. You end up some fancy. Mushkila. Learn your yameen from your yasar. Yalla. We're reading there. Number four. At-talibu maridun. Keep standing. At-talibu maridun. The student is marid. He is sick. Jayid, sick, maridun, sick. Adiku jamilun. The rooster is beautiful. Adaftaru jadidun. Daftar is a notebook. Notebook, it is jadid. The notebook is new. Atajiru ghaniyun. Mama'na ghani. For example, they call Uthman al ghani, Uthman the rich. Jayid. And obviously, that's where the Memon surname came from, too. Jayid, so Ghani. Jayid, Ghani. At-tajiru ghaniyun. Ad-dukanu maftuhun. Ma ma'ana ad-dukan? The shop is maftuhun, it is open. Al-waladu faqirun.
Al-waladu faqirun.
He's from the fuqara. Faqir is one. Fuqara, the plural. He is from the fuqara. He is faqir. What's faqir?
Poor.
He is poor. The boy is poor. At-tufahu ladidun. The apple is ladid. Mashallah. It's ladid. It is very, it's tasty. The apple is tasty. At-tabibu tawilun. The doctor is tall. At-tabibu tawilun. Wal maridu qasirun.
What do you have there? Al-Maridu.
Wal-Mudarrisu, meaning the teacher. Wal-Mudarrisu qasirun, and the teacher is short. Yalla, sit.
I think I made it Thursday.
Isn't it
the Thursday
meant? Mumarridu,
maybe.
Yeah.
No, but Maridu also. Mumarridu will be the nurse. Maridu would be the sick.
Yeah. Would still be fine, would be the patient. Maridu is still fine, would mean the patient. Right? Maridu can be patient and can also be a describing word, meaning someone who's sick.
Yalla! Any questions? Any questions, Yamashar?
Simple stuff so far, Yamashar. Simple stuff. Allah Mustan, we're so far behind.
Yalla!
What we've done so far was these nominal sentences. We spoke about the Mubtada, and generally the Mubtada, it was definite. The boy is sick. The boy is tall. The man is tall. The man is sick, etc. Khalas? And all masculine. Tamareen. Jayyid. The next one. It would be Al-Babu. Yes or no?
Yes.
Al-Babu. We're pronouncing the lam. At-Tajiru. It's a sun letter. Yes or no?
Yes.
So we join directly on the ta. An-Najmu. You tell me sun or moon. An-Najmu.
Sun.
Al-Qamaru.
Moon.
Ad-Diku. Al-Ma'u. Al-Ma'u.
Moon.
We're not pronouncing Al. We're not saying Am-Ma'u. We say Al. We're pronouncing the lam. Wherever you pronounce the lam, it's moon.
As-Sariru.
Sun.
Al-Baytu.
Moon.
Al-Masjidu.
Moon.
Ar-Rajulu.
Sun.
As-Sukkaru.
Sun.
Al-Waraku.
Moon.
Jayyid. Fill in the blanks quickly. Just give the answer. If I told you something ghaniyun, tell me. Something ghaniyun.
At-tajiru ghaniyun.
Uthmanu ghaniyun.
Muhammadun ghaniyun.
What else? Give me.
Ar-rajulu ghaniyun.
Al-waladu
ghaniyun.
Something is hulwun. Sweet.
As-sukkaru
hulwun. What else? Al-asiru. Someone knows. Al-asir. Asir means the juice. Al-asiru hulwun. Maridun. Something is maridun.
Al-rajulu maridun.
Al-kalbu maridun. What else?
Al-waladu maridun.
Next one. Ladid. Tasty.
At-tufahu
ladidun. What else?
الطعام the food. Jay, try to use words that we've done with, so we don't confuse people. الماء لذيذ, the water is tasty. طويل, الرجل طويل. المدرس طويل. الإمام طويل. قصير, short. الإمام قصير. المهندس, engineer, is قصير. What else? الولد قصير. يلا, turn over next page. They want you to choose from the first row a word from row B. Right? So, if, for example, I'll repeat repetition. الطالب what? مريضون. Sisters only. الدكان. التفاح. لذيذ. الماء. حار. الحجر. ثقيل. القمر. القلم مكسور. The moon is broken. No problem. No problem. Jaheed. Probably they were looking for what?
Nice color.
I mean, what? Oh, it's al-qalam. I thought it was qamar. Oh, okay. I thought it was qamar. Jaheed. Khair. That new word. Hulwun, sweet. Maridun, sick. Dukkanu, the shop. Ghaniyun, rich. Can you see? All the ones without alif and lam, they got tanween. Those with alif and lam, no tanween. Tabilun, tall. Faqirun, poor. Qasirun, short. At-tufahu, the apple. Next page. They give a whole list of moon letters and sun letters. So they say the huruf al-qamariya, the letters of qamar, what? Moon. And then huruf al-shamsiya, what? Of the sun. Then huruf qamariya, they are 14. And huruf shamsiya, they are also 14. So in the shams one, the sun one, we assimilate. We join directly. Look at that. At-tajiru. Like double there. At-tajiru. At-thawbu. Jaheed. The garment. Ad-diku. The rooster. Al-dahabu. The gold. Ar-rajulu. The man. Al-zahratu. The rose. Al-samaku. The fish. Don't worry about words. Ashu. Understand the concept. Ash-shamsu. The sun. Al-sadru. The chest. Al-dayfu. The guest. Jaheed. Al-talibu. The student. Al-zahru. The back. Jaheed. The back. Zahar, your back. The back. Al-lahmu, the meat. Al-najmu, the star. On the other side. Al-abu, the father. Al-babu. You give me the word answers. Al-babu. Al-jannatu. Jannah. So Jannah is a feminine word. Huh? Al-jannatu. Jannah is a feminine word. Al-himaru. The donkey. Al-khabaru. No, al-khubzu, khubz, the bread. Al-aynu, the eye. Al-ghada'u, soon, just now, soon. Al-ghada'u, the lunch. Al-famu, shut your fam. What's a fam? Fam is mouth. Al-famu, the mouth. The mouth. Al-qamaru, the moon. Jayid. Al-kalbu, the dog. So remember, now look at there, there's so many different divisions in the Arabic language. Look at there. We spoke about division of masculine, feminine. One division. We spoke about division of aqil and ghair aqil. You know, has an intellect and no intellect. Then now we're talking about moon letters and sun letters. The least important is this moon and sun letter. Because it's already on your tongue. Jayid. Al-kalbu, the dog. Al-ma'u, the water. Al-waladu, the boy. Al-hawa'u, the wind. Al-yadu, the hand. Jay, just something for you to understand here. That so that Shams letters, those lams, we do not pronounce them. Yes or no?
Yes,
we do not pronounce them. Jay. Yalla, tamreen, next page. Tired of this now. Al-baytu. Pronounce, read it. Ad-diku. المدرس. They want to test your moon letters, sun letters. Fadal Ibrahim, next one. Al-Babu, he pronounced the lam. Next one.
Al-Dali.
Al-Talibu. Next one.
As-Sukkaru.
So, sun. Next one, Muhammad. Al-Daftaru. Sun letter. Next one. You got Rajulu? Al-Akhu. Al-Akhu. Moon letter. Next one. Ar-Rasulu. Just, you know, what you emphasize that thing so we all understand. Next one. Al. Next person. Al-Wajhu. Next person. Fadal Rida. As-Sadiqu. Next person. Al-Quranu. Next one. As-Salatu. Next one. Al-Ka'batu. Yalla. Jaid, what's Kaaba? Kaaba, obviously. Ar-Ra'su, what's a Ra'us? Ra'us is head. Then from the word head, Ra'us, then for example, you say, who's the Ra'is in your country? Who's the head of your country? Yaqub Jumu'ah. Jaid, Yaqub Jumu'ah. Jaid. Jacob Zuma, Yaqub Jumu'ah. Jaid, next one. Al-Ism. I mean, he's already got so many wives, Jaid. The guy say, I'm not following Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm following Yaqub Jumu'ah. Jayin. Al-Isba'u. Al-Isba'u. Isba'u, the finger. As-Sabunu, what do you think that is? The soap. Jayin. As-Sabunu, the soap. Al-Zufru, the fingernail. Jayin, the fingernail. Al-Fajru, the fajr. Al-Zuhru, Jayin, Zuhr. Al-Asru, Al-Maghribu, Al-Isha'u. Jayin. Any questions, inshallah? Any questions? The floor says time for a break. Break for how long? 10 minutes. Yeah. 10 minute break, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. We've now covered 4 lessons. Walhamdulillah. Quick story. The first session we did a lot. Seems like the second session we didn't really do too much. We just went through many, many examples. Walhamdulillah. Something new that we did learn was the moon letters and the sun letters. Walhamdulillah. That's the only thing. Allahu musta'an. Moon letters, sun letters. And we did a lot of. We did a lot of vocab, etc. It's only 3 lessons. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Only 3 lessons we've done so far. Subhanallah. Shayid. Once we come back after the break, we will then start with the huruf of jar. The huruf of?
Jar.
The huruf of jar. They make the next word, the next noun take a kasra. Some of them are the fi, which is in. The min, which is from. The ala, which means on. The ba, which means with. Example, bismillah, with the name of Allah, in the name of Allah. The ba, jayid, the lam of possession. This is lillahi. We don't say lillahu. We don't say lillaha. Because of that lam at the beginning, made it lillahi. Are you with me? We say fi sabilillah, fi sabili, not fi sabilu, not fi sabila. Every single one of you uses the harf of jar, and you all say bis what? Bismi, bismi. Nobody says bismu. Nobody says bismu. Nobody says bisma. It's bismillah. Jayid. So the lam there of possession. What else? Also, we got the qasam huruf. The waw, the ta, and the ba. Everyone says, wallahi. Yes. They say, wallahi. No, but originally it's Allahu. Yes or no? Allahu. See, when we say the sentence, Allahu Akbaru. Jayid, Allahu Akbaru. You say, Allahu. It was at the beginning. By default, it's got dhammafaid. Allahu. But when it was affected by the waw, we said, wallahi. Yes or no? Nobody ever, your kitto doesn't say wallaha, wallahu, it's wallahi. You were applying the waw of qasam, which is a harf of jar, without knowing it. Walhamdulillah. So wallahi, billahi, tallahi, all of those are huruf of jar. When we return after the break, we're going to take them and we're going to make sentences with them, inshallah. So if I said, Muhammadun, في المسجد محمد is our subject, is our noun, what we're talking about, etc. What about him? في المسجد is our information, and the fee is a harf of jar, and masjid is the it has been affected by the harf of jar. It's been majrurified. It's been what? It's been majrurified, insha'Allah. That's why it's got a kasra and no longer masjidu. With that, you take your break of 10 minutes, insha'Allah. We return exactly at 11:45 to continue bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. You want to walk in late? Don't walk in, insha'Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.